You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. What does it mean to be an artist in the church? 20 years ago, Concordia University, Nebraska instituted the Center for Liturgical Art to give students the opportunity to explore just that, creating art that spreads the gospel. And today we'll check out plans for celebrating this anniversary. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining me today, Michael Scheer. He serves as director of the Center for Liturgical Art at Concordia University, Nebraska. Michael, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Also joining us today, Deb Jerkin. She serves as director of University Institutes at Concordia University, Nebraska. Deb, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having us.
I am excited to talk about this. I love the church. I love anything that supports the proclamation of the gospel and spreading the gospel, and especially art. And I can't wait to learn more about the Center for Liturgical Art. Why was the Center for Liturgical Art established? What's the history behind it? Who wants to start us off with that? Michael?
Yeah, I can go ahead with that. So really, the Center for Liturgical Art, the idea started years and years back when professor of theology, Harvey Lange, and professor of art, Reinhold Marxhausen, started having conversations around how can we better serve the church when it comes to visual art. And so they had all these conversations. And then finally in 2003, the university itself decided that that was the right time to support this kind of startup. And the CLA started as a group of artists under the leadership of Ken Schmidt and later Mark Anschutz, these artists to create artwork for a variety of churches, really all over the place and in a variety of mediums, from stained glass to mosaic to woodworking and other kind of furnishings. So just a really cool ministry that was started much before kind of the original start date. But yeah, in 2003 was our first formal start with the university.
How would you define liturgical art for the person who maybe isn't familiar with what that means? What's encompassed in that phrase?
Well, I can go on that one a little bit. So first of all, our mission statement is the Center for Liturgical Art is committed to championing the visual arts in Christian life and worship. We seek to connect artists with the needs of the church at large for the ongoing teaching and building up of the body of Christ. So really, we're looking at visual images that draw us back to our Lord and Savior. Those artistic expressions of Lutheran theology that aim to convey the invisible church and its teachings in a tangible and really beautiful way.
Hmm. So, Michael, I'm curious about your background and how you got involved with liturgical art. What drew you into liturgical art? And then we'll talk about how you became a part of the center as well.
Yeah, so I actually started my first project with the center was when I was a student at Concordia, all the way back in, I think that project was in 2011. Mark Anschutz brought me on board to help with one of their projects that they were working on. And so since then, I've really been closely connected with the center and with the work that is done there. My education background is in graphic design, but just different movements led me back to the CLA and started working at the CLA full-time back in 2018 and took over as director just a couple years ago.
I have a similar background. I came to Concordia, Nebraska as an art student, and I heard about this really cool thing that was probably coming with this mashing of art and theology in the Center for Liturgical Art. And I was really intrigued. I wanted to serve the church. And I came right at the beginning of when they were starting to talk about the Center for Liturgical Art. And as a student, I got to help with some projects in that. I ended up with a degree in art and theology as well. And just being able to serve the church through the visual arts has been a joy.
Michael, can you take us back to that project that you were first involved in that it sounds like got you hooked, that said, I want to do more liturgical art? Tell us more about that project.
Of course. At the time, I didn't really understand or know how digital art could be used in support of liturgical art. And so as a graphic design student, I was working with computers a lot, and Mark approached me and asked me if I would be willing to do some renderings for them for a church that they're doing some consultation work for. And so I jumped in and started doing some rendering work on the computer, and it was just a really neat experience to be able to use my gifts in my area of art in the field of liturgical art, where I didn't know that there was that connection before. And so, yeah, that really got me interested in understanding how many different methods and techniques could be used in liturgical art that I hadn't thought of before. And so since then, I've been trying to help in any way I can, and also help other people understand that liturgical art isn't just stained glass. It's illustration, it's fabric art, it's mosaic, really anything that can be used to serve the church and to serve that mission can be considered liturgical art.
What does it mean for you then, going from graphic design and digital art to things like mosaic and stained glass and other designs? I know that, and we'll talk about this hopefully in a little bit, one of the big projects was the National Youth Gathering and a great piece, several pieces for that. But what does it mean to get to explore all this other medium or all this other media beyond digital art for you?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I think that one of the things about my background specifically that I think has really helped me understand those different mediums and how they can be used in service of the church is that with graph design, the intent is always to educate, right? With whatever design you're making, it's to accomplish a goal, a design goal, and to help people understand something. And that truly is what liturgical art is for as well, right? It's an educational tool primarily, in addition to being an aesthetic tool. And so having that background, I think, translates really nicely into something like mosaic or stained glass, which especially stained glass has traditionally been used as an educational tool for the church and kind of an early example of graph design, right? As you know, here's an imagery, sharing a story, sharing a message with people who can't read. And so that's kind of a nice connection point there. But it's also nice to get hands dirty, right? It's fun to be able to work physically with something and not just in a digital way. So that's been a great experience as well.
And you have gifts and talents in the creation of art, but one of Michael's gifts as well is creating a collaboration with artists really all over the country to serve and fulfill needs of the church across the board, whether that's in bulletin covers or banners or stained glass or communion ware, the wide variety of the gathering of artists who are just excel in their field, in their medium is really one of your great skills. So I love that. That's what we're doing at the Center for Liturgical Art. It really, we had that foundation at the center where we were an artist guild space. Let's gather the artists together, fulfill the needs of the church. And it eventually over the 20 years came to be more of a maker space where the center was creating most of the projects that came in. And so now we're going back to the roots of the Center for Liturgical Art and being an artist guild space once again, where we can just highlight artists, we can connect the congregation or the school or the ministry organization, their visual needs to an artist that can really function well and serve them in their capacity.
How does both of you got involved as students? How does the Center for Liturgical Art serve students at Concordia University, Nebraska today?
Yeah, so currently we work with some student workers on different projects. So if an artist, for example, is working on a project for that, let's just say stained glass, and they're doing that in our studio here on campus, and they need some support with that, we offer them that they can utilize student labor for that and work with students. And then the students get a really close working relationship with that artist as they're working through that project and understand how a working artist is going to work on a project like that. We also have a graduate assistant currently. So we're working with graduate students as well who want to make an art business their field that they go off to. And so we're helping with that as well, helping provide some education on that front. And then we even have some students that have worked with us as student workers graduate and then go on to become guild members after the fact and have worked on projects with us as guild artists.
Deb, when's your favorite time to hang out in the Center for Liturgical Art?
After I've been sitting at a desk for too long, I can go over and create, ideate a little bit. It's just such a joy. I mean, we are really the only one of its kind to serve the church in this way, to be able to see the needs communicate in this powerful visual language. You know, visual communication is so powerful. What we see with our eyes, it can either edify us or it can burden us. And really, in our culture today, we are so bombarded with visual imagery. And a lot of that imagery moves us away from Christ. I mean, how often are we just scrolling on our personal devices, right? We're just bombarded with visual imagery. And I love that the CLA can shift that and engages viewers with edifying, Christ-centered imagery that can cause us to pause, reflect on the goodness of our Lord, and really His grace so freely poured out for us.
Well, I know that both of you have grown since your time, your early days participating in the Center for Liturgical Arts. How do you see students growing as they're involved with the Center for Liturgical Arts?
Yeah, I think that students, like I mentioned before, students gain an understanding of what it's like to work on a real world project, right? It's not something that's just for an assignment, that's just for a grade, but they're actually able to come in, see the work that they're doing, execute it to a high level, right? There's no such thing as a project being a C project at the CLA. Everything has to be an A. Come in, work on a project, and then actually see that in a space, right? They can see the work that they did, the panes of glass that they put together or the mosaic pieces that they placed. Then they can see that being used to serve the church.
And they're working alongside established artists as well, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. We're going to learn more about the Center for Liturgical Art at Concordia University, Nebraska in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today, we're talking with friends at Concordia University, Nebraska about the Center for Liturgical Art, and I'm enjoying this as much. I wish I would have taken a field trip to come to the Center for Liturgical Art. That would have been way more fun, but I'm enjoying just our chat online as well and sharing this with our listeners. We've talked about how students have had an opportunity to be a part of the Center for Liturgical Art at Concordia University, Nebraska. Let's talk a little bit more about how the Center for Liturgical Art serves the church at large.
Yeah, so of course, one of the main ways is that we provide artwork, right? And so if a church is in need of a new project in whatever form that takes, whether it's consultation or a fabrication, we want to come alongside the church and help with that project. But we also want to offer opportunities for kind of continued education. And we offer some community classes for different things like stained glass or mosaic. But we're also offering a liturgical art conference here on campus next summer. That's going to be June 22nd through the 24th. And we're going to have some speaker sessions, workshops, just a community coming together to focus on what it means to have good, high quality visual art in the church and serving the church.
That's phenomenal. Have we had a conference before and I just didn't know about it?
No, this is the first time. This is the inaugural one. So I'd encourage everyone who doesn't want to be a part of the inaugural conference, right?
Right.
So,
and make some art in the process.
And make some art in the process, meet some people. If you're interested in visual art and liturgical art specifically, I would highly recommend looking for more information on that.
This is fantastic. Now, was the Center for Liturgical Art involved in the LCMS Youth Gathering as well?
We were, yeah. So for the past couple gatherings, we've had the opportunity to work with the gathering and provide communionware, chancel furnishings in the past as well. And that's been a real blessing for us as well to be able to work on that and see it serve so many youth. This past year, we worked with Justin Groth, who is a professor of sculpture here at Concordia and is also one of our guild members. And so we worked with him and he was able to work with students as well. to create all of the communion ware for the gathering this year.
How big was that project?
So it was 165 sets of three pieces. So each set contained a flagon, a paten, and a chalice. And so you can imagine how much space that must have taken up. It was quite the effort, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to see those come together and deliver those and see them being used.
And you had to walk very gingerly around the area where these were being created, and the students were helping, and it was just a joyful experience.
What a great example of how the Center for Liturgical Art serves the church at large as well. I mean, literally at large, 20,000 people at the youth gathering being served by these great pieces that were created there at the Center for Liturgical Art. How has any other art that you want to tell us that's come out of the Center for Liturgical Art, notable pieces that maybe that you want to speak about?
Yeah, well, it's kind of fun. We've done work from as close as across the street with our next door neighbor at St. John and as far away as Hong Kong. So it's really runs the gamut of where we've done work and the kinds of work that we've done. Something that's kind of fun is we also don't necessarily do just work for churches. We'll do work for schools and other organizations. Just a couple of years ago, we did some work with Lutheran Hour Ministries. We put together some donor pieces for them as they were celebrating the kind of wrap up of one of their campaigns, and those pieces then went out to donors. But then they were also a part of a larger piece that it sits at Lutheran Hour Ministries, and so each of those donors can make that relationship between the piece that they have and the larger piece that that makes its home there.
That's beautiful. Well, tell us more about this anniversary. What a milestone! How exciting to celebrate an anniversary, and how this is going to be celebrated.
Yeah, so we are gathering some silent auction pieces from artists that we know and love, whether they're emeriti faculty, current faculty, or artist guild members. And so that will be going on starting in October. But Friday, October 10th, we are going to have a dedication of some Markshausen, very large scale pieces. Do you want to share about that, Michael?
Yeah, of course. So Reinhold Markshausen, like I said, was a professor of art at Concordia. And back in the 60s, he was commissioned to create a set of 12 large mosaics. Each one is about 3 feet by 7 feet, 3 feet by 6 feet. And those are huge, huge mosaics with glass tile mosaic. There's some metal in them, some wood mosaic, and each one depicts one of the different apostles. These were originally set in classrooms at St. John in Forest Park, Illinois. And recently the church and school decided to donate those to Concordia very graciously. And so we've been undergoing kind of some restoration work with those, and they're finally at a point where we can put those up. So we're going to be installing those in our Tome education building here on campus and have a dedication for those homecoming weekend.
Yeah, so that will be dedicated. We'll have some treats alongside that to celebrate this art and celebrate 20 years. We'll have a luncheon, a ticketed luncheon that you can come and join us if you want to hear more about the Center for Liturgical Arts or if you're passionate about that. Open house of the center and just general fun around homecoming here at Concordia University, Nebraska.
Certainly, that sounds like an exciting time. What are you looking forward to most about this celebration and being a part of this 20th anniversary? What are each of you looking forward to?
I, from being there when the center first started and getting back to the roots of gathering these artists who want to serve the Lord in visual ways, it's such a joy to be able to get back to that artist guild and see how we can broaden the reach of the Center for Liturgical Art. What needs do you have in your school? What needs do you have in your congregation? What needs do you have in your home? How can we come alongside and create baptismal certificates, confirmation certificates, metal confirmation crosses, bulletin covers, banners? Maybe you have a small gift in your congregation for some art. What does that look like? Can we help you design a banner for your space? It doesn't just have to be large-scale projects. So the Center for Liturgical Art kind of got into really big projects. But how often are you redesigning your whole congregation, right? You only really need stained glass once every,
hopefully 100 years.
And 100 years. So, but there are many other ways that we can come alongside your ministry organization, school, or church, and help you enhance the visual beauty and focus back on Christ. You know, I think about, I'm a mom, I have 5 kids, and I think about just sitting in worship as well, and our wandering eyes. I know my kids have wandering eyes. I often have wandering eyes. I think about the visitors that come in our space and what is the space that we are in say about our Lord and Savior. I love that at the CLA, we can help create things that focus our wandering eyes back to our Lord, right? We can focus that on that redemptive work of Christ, and we're drawn back into God's grace with this beauty of the visual means around us. That is such a joy. I love being able to share the work of the Center for Liturgical Art. I mean, there's so many possibilities, and I feel like for a long time, a lot of people didn't know about the Center. So around here, geographically, people would know, but the Synod is a lot bigger than Nebraska. So we want to be able to serve the church at large and really come alongside in any visual way possible to just enhance your space and draw us back to Christ.
I really could not have put it better. So I'll just leave it at that. I'll say I'm really excited to share about the CLA. I always am. Anyone new that doesn't know about the CLA, that's my favorite part of the day, is getting to share about what we do and why we do it. It's a lot of fun.
What do we need to know to be a part of the anniversary, the silent auction, and the celebration as well?
We have info available at, available at liturgicalart.org. And then there's also some information Concordia's website at cune.edu/homecoming.
We'll also put the link in the program notes today as well. What an exciting celebration. Congratulations on this anniversary and just all the great things happening at the Center for Liturgical Art at Concordia University, Nebraska. My guest today, Michael Scheer, director of the Center for Liturgical Art. Michael, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Deb Jerkin, director of University Institutes at Concordia University, Nebraska. Deb, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you. It's been a joy.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.